Stefan, come on up here, my buddy.
I can.
Thanks.
You're gonna stand, right?
Yeah, sure. Jimmy Baudelaire is a friend of mine, though he hardly knew my name. I talked to him on the phone, a dog squatted on my leg, playful as the distant rain. Further efforts unsuited me, Kong towering over the hills, searching for thrills, fit me better. Vide as you may, partially dismayed, I need a nom. A game, I felt a girl, I may suss, sing softly through the telephone loop. Little prostitute of the soul induced. We are bored as bales of hay. A man sat by with a crooked tooth. We need reproof. 3,000. Sluice. A cage. A bronze egg. A trap was set. A pragma loose. A vet of souls spoke of the burning day, watching the poor souls rot away. Mantis, rat, mite, all the same. To the 10-to-1, 5-to-1 creature of his payday, all the same. The cellar door shut, the parents deduce, the couch was fine, the program reduced, elves in spring, children to purple hillocks, raised, reduced, to spiders, staves, runcibles, and bluths. That was for you, Jim. Thank you. And I got two, so that one went fast, and this one I'll read kind of slow. I went to the workshop in Squirrel Hill on Sunday for the first time. It was nice. Joe said this one, he liked this one, so I'll read it. Above, on the top, there's a garden. It seems like there should be some cows. On top of the complex undergrowth, hanging in September, it's small-handed, petals I should see reaching out. But I can't believe these people. This is recompense for that. Fear parting from their long grasses, milking the open windows. Where their fathers sent work to home, tears for misery, baskets of clover enclosed, spaces speckled black and white horizons, views, homely security, red roses on doorways, clambering doorways, fathers in doorways, telephones, fathers, more ways to the sun. It's as if a pasture shot past the woods, leaving manure, smells, red corn, Navajo gym, shorts in the market, place to which the branding iron smells like steaks, like steak tossed among the collard greens.
Stefan, thank you. I like this kid that's going to read next. He's a kid to me, except he ran out the door too quick last week, so I'm going to trip him if he tries to run out the door this week. Keith, come on up here, buddy.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good evening. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you all again. Priceless. They say men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So I thought we'd go over some numbers, let's quote. What could the cost of the war in Iraq buy instead of the war? Okay, let's map. That's 15 million years tuition, room, and board at Harvard University for price of the war. More than a year's worth of Medicare for everyone, mother, father, daughter, son. According to a World Bank estimate, 54 billion annually would eliminate starvation, malnutrition by 2019. These are numbers to add up. Are you kidding me? When 30 billion will provide a year of education. Not talking for every child in our nation, but on the planet, kids reading and writing. Seems that the price of the war is priceless. Keep with me as we break this number down. The cost of a rat research has found that 7 laptops for every child in our nation. Every child gets access to information. Instead of blowing folk up, guess what? Teach them. 1.9 million additional teachers. We'd achieve universal literacy, immunize every child against world disease. With all of the debt people getting laid off, every American's credit gets paid off. Check me out here. Forget fixing roads. For the cost of the war, we could pave them in gold. You said pave them in gold. Sounds like insanity. 17 million homes have attacked humanity. But instead, we got money for fighting, and what we could have done with the money is priceless. There's no dollar figure when that captain shows up to that widow's door with a flag that he folds. No dollar amount for a child without a parent. No amount can replace love's Cameron. No dividends can replace limbs. Can't take away nightmares no matter what you spend. You can't replace missed anniversaries and birthdays. Christmas slipped away no matter what you pay. No matter how you rebuild, you cannot fulfill what that child is missing when daddy killed. And now he vows to be Allah will. He will have his revenge. Destiny will be fulfilled. One long cycle. Money for fighting. No money for aid. We have a crisis. Y'all pardon me if I'm overexcited, but the cost of doing nothing, priceless. Thank you.